Hello everyone, I'm Sister Huda, and pick up your pens and pencils because this is Noteworthy. Are you feeling confused about a lot of topics? Constantly questioning how things work? What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. Why is the world the way it is?
No, but literally.
A poor life this if full of care. We have no time to stand and stare. In this world full of chaos, I know we all got a lot of what, where, when, why, how. Well, guess what? We are going to be figuring this out together. The first ever verse stated in the Quran says, "Recite in the name of your Lord who created." So it's practically been made a duty upon us to seek knowledge. So, y'all ready? Steady, go! Today, we're going to talk about hello. What do you say when you pick up the phone? You say hello. What do you say when somebody introduces a friend, relative, or anybody at all? You say hello. And why does Shaitan have social anxiety?
Because he goes through hell just to say
what?
Hello.
That was a bad joke. But anyways, has hello been the standard English greeting since English people began greeting?
No.
Well, the Oxford English Dictionary says the first ever use of hello roots back to only 1827. Amon Shia, author of the first telephone book, says that people only started saying hello in the 1830s to attract attention, like,
hello, what do you think you're doing? Hello, what do we have here?
In fact, the hello didn't even become hi until the telephone arrived. Hi and hello are essentially just meaningless words that came into the English language afterwards. Let's keep that aside and let's jump onto my favorite Islamic greeting, Assalamu alaikum.
From dawn to dusk, peace be upon those who believe the power of the One.
Salam is an Arabic word, and its literal meaning is peace. The use of this phrase roots back to the Quran and Ahadith. Muslims are instructed to return greetings courteously. When they draw near to paradise, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say to them, Salamun alaikum, you have done well. Enter and live in it forever. Looking at this verse, we can say that salam is literally the greetings of the people of paradise. In a nutshell, salam is a blessing that Allah sent down upon us to help us, number one, get closer to each other, number two, remove arrogance, number three, get more reward. The Holy Prophet says, the person closest to Allah is the one who precedes others in greetings. So basically, whoever says salam first wins. Also guys, returning the salam is wajib. When a Muslim says salam to us, replying to them becomes compulsory. Let me take this opportunity to greet everyone watching Noteworthy a big assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oh, and by the way, did you know that goodbye is actually a shorter contraction of God be with you? This is just another example of how the English language has become distanced from its original depth and meaning. Guys, please let us know your suggestions and feedback in the comments on topics that needs to be addressed wherever you are, because I'm sure it will be noteworthy. I'll see you soon, wherever you are.